Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Deb Ginns, coming to you from California, giving you a little bit of information about the upcoming Women's Football Alliance Championship football game between the St. Louis Slam and the West Michigan Mayhem. This game's going to be happening this weekend, August the 15th, in New Orleans. You can check the Women's Football Alliance website for information on that game. It's readily available there on the homepage. These teams will be playing each other. The St. Louis Slam, we're going to start off with a few statistics about them. We'll probably bounce back and forth and compare a little bit. The Slam during the regular season played a 7-game season, and during that season they allowed 24 points from their opponents. The West Michigan Mayhem had an 8-game season, and they were only willing to give up 15 points, all of those scored by the Indiana Speed. They did play the Indiana Speed a couple of times. The second time they played them, no points. Back to the Slam, 17 of their points were given up to the Thunder in two separate games. That's the Iowa team, and then 7 points to the Minnesota Machine. To get into the playoff championships, the Slam defeated the Las Vegas Showgirls, a score of 30-12. The Showgirls won up to that point. And then they also played in a semifinal game against the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. In that game, the Dixie Blues scored 32 points. The St. Louis Slam scored 40 points. To get to the championship game, the Mayhem played the Columbus Comets and beat them 41-12, and then they had a pretty tight game against the Philadelphia Liberty Bells, but they did defeat them 28-21. Scoring for both teams on the season, the Slam have managed to accumulate a total of 361 points, while the Mayhem have 332 points. The total yardage for the Slam, so basically we got the Slam a slight point advantage there. Total yards, the Slam has accrued 2,624, where the Mayhem have 2,742. So we've got a little bit more yardage for the Mayhem, a little bit more scoring and execution, putting away, as we might say, for the Slam. Rushing yards, the Slam has 1,818 yards. That's about 260 yards per game. The Mayhem have accumulated 1,646. That's about 206 yards per game. Passing, the Mayhem have a little bit of an advantage, a little bit better rounded as far as offense goes. They've got over 1,000, almost 1,100 yards, 137 yards per game as far as passing. So that makes them just a little bit more on the rushing side, but pretty even offensively. The the Slam have 806 yards passing, and that's just over 100 yards per game. So a slight advantage with the passing game for the Mayhem. Defensively, the Mayhem is only giving up 1.9 points per game. The Slam gives up 3.4 points per game. Penalty-wise, the Slam have accumulated 50 penalties, about 7 penalties per game, a total loss of 435 yards. That's an average of 62 penalty yards per game. The Mayhem did not report any information about their penalties. When we look at the quarterback matchups for these two teams, the Mayhem have a fairly famous quarterback, Jody Mockwart. She has had 66 completions out of 136 attempts. That's a 48.5 percentage rating, and her longest pass was 65 yards. And that was thrown to, which receiver was that? That was, I think it was Antoinette Short. Probably her favorite receiver would be Danielle Doherty. Danielle has accumulated 567 yards, 29 receptions, followed by Chantel Robinson with 181 yards, 14 receptions. Liz Sowers has 8 receptions for 156 yards, and then Antoinette Short has caught 6 passes for 143 yards. Amy DeLong, 5 passes for Mockwart, and Catherine Converse has 3 receptions. There, over on the slam side, there are 3 quarterbacks. It looks like they've used Danielle Doherty's thrown 1 pass, but I don't believe that would constitute her actually being in there at the helm. And I guess no, not 3 for the slam. That would be 2. Liz Lacy is their primary quarterback. She's had 44 completions and 83 attempts, so her percentage a little higher, 53%. A total of 699 yards, so about 700 yards for the season. Kate Evers has also thrown a few passes, completing 8 out of 13, percentage of 61.5%, a total of 107 yards. Their receivers, their top receiver is Gail Graff, and she's had 19 catches for 323 yards. And Kelly Green has had 14 catches for 179 yards. Kate Evers, 251 yards, 12 catches. She's had their longest reception with 50 yards. As far as touchdowns, receiving touchdowns, passing touchdowns, they've had 19 passes for touchdowns for the slam, and for the mayhem, there's been a total of 16 passes. So that gives you a little bit of idea about their offense, slightly more balanced on the offensive side for the mayhem, although ironically, the slam has had a few slightly more touchdowns, a couple more touchdowns. Defensively, we are looking at some pretty good defense for both teams. Leading tackles West Michigan Mayhem is Jennifer Plummer. She's had 89 tackles. And I believe this is through week 11. So it's the regular season and then through the playoffs. So that's 89 tackles, closely followed by Ashley Andrews with 56, Kayla Camp 47, Chelsea Plotner 47, Kate Sowers has had 30, Bea Hamlin 29, Liz Sowers 20, and over on the slam side, you've got Kelly Colson with 69, Tiara Pettis with 50, Elizabeth Williams with 39, Lori Jillis Diaz 38 tackles, Rachel Hinkle with 36, Robin Morrow 28, Tanya Smith with 21, and Toya Brown with 21. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players for the slam with 20 or more tackles, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 players for the mayhem with over 20 tackles. But it looks like there's a pretty strong defense for both of these teams. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 more players for the mayhem that have over 10 tackles, and only 3 more. So it's pretty balanced there as far as tackles. When we move to the to tackles for a loss, Kayla Kemp leads the West Michigan Mayhem. She's had 7 tackles for a loss. Jennifer Plummer's had 6. Chelsea Plotner's had 5, and Bea Hamlin's had 5. For the mayhem, Kelly Codlin has had 11 tackles for a loss. Elizabeth Williams has had 10.5, Tiara Pettis with 8, Lori Jellis Diaz with 7, Tanya Smith with 6, and then sacks, the slam is led by Elizabeth Williams with 4, the mayhem, Chelsea Plotner has had 6, interceptions, Kelly Kozlin has had 4, and Katie Sowers has had 4 for the mayhem. Forced fumbles, Jennifer Plummer has had 2, and Chelsea Plotner has had 2 for the mayhem. Forced fumbles for the slam, Elizabeth Williams has had three. Mert Davis has had two. And Toyona Smith with two. So fairly even on forced fumbles. That's always a good statistic. You get down into a pinch and you need the ball back, forced fumbles are the way to go. I would say that both of these teams are fairly strong defensively. When you look back at who they defeated to get into this championship game, two very strong teams, the Jacksonville Dixie Blues, they're no joke, and the Philadelphia Liberty Bells, again, a very strong team, lots of running backs on that team. So these two teams are fairly balanced as far as the defensive side of the ball goes, so we're looking for quite a performance there. When we look at individual players and touchdowns that they've scored, their main threats as far as touchdowns, for the Mayhem, Catherine Converse has had 13 TDs. Danielle Doherty has had 12. So those are going to be key people for the secondary to focus on as far as the Slam goes. Touchdowns for the Slam, let me see if I can find that. Kate Evers has had 10 touchdowns. Gail Graff has had 9, Danielle Cullen 7, Toya Brown has had 6. That reminds me, I don't believe I spoke very much about their rushing game. Let me go back up there and hit that. Rushers for the St. Louis Slam, we've got Chris Hampton, 33 carries, 333 yards, and average of 10 yards a carry. She's had 2 TDs. And then we have Danielle Cullen, 50 carries, 332 yards. She's had 7 touchdowns. Pat Riggins has had 45 carries, 289 yards, 5 carries. And Toya Brown has had 30 carries for 279 yards. And that's her longest with a 52-yard run. So we've got Chris Hampton, and she's had a 58-yard run, and then Toya Brown with a 52-yard run. And then Kate Evers has had 13 carries, 173 yards, and then a 54-yard run. So we've got three breakaway rushers, at least possible breakaway rushers, for the St. Louis Slam. And of their top rushers, 1, 2, 3 threats have had over 5 or more touchdowns. So that's a pretty good rushing game that they've got going there. They're probably their go-to gals for rushing would be Chris Hansen and Danielle Cullen, just looking at the statistics. Pat Riggins closely follows those two. Not too far behind them would be Toya Brown. When we look at the rushing record for the West Michigan Mayhem, by far, their leading rusher is Catherine Converse. She's got 538 yards, 83 carries, so she definitely carries the ball a lot. She's got 11 touchdowns. Chantel Robinson has had 47 carries, 383 yards, and her longest run was 90 yards. She's got the longest run for the Mayhem. She's had 3 touchdowns. Reagan Radke has 30 carries for 329 yards, 5 touchdowns. A pretty long run at 45 yards. And then Danielle Doherty has had 20 carries, 195 yards, 43 yards is her longest. And she's had a couple of touchdowns. Quarterback rushing 16 yards for Jody Mockwart. 16 carries, 128 yards. So not too many. She's had a touchdown, been able to keep the ball. Jennifer Plummer has had 12 carries for 53 yards, so evidently she plays both sides of the ball. She's got quite a lot of tackles. I don't see too many runs for Liz Lacey. She's had 5 carries, total of 9 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So it looks to me like their line is pretty instrumental in her touchdowns since she hasn't had too many yards. Her longest run was 12 yards. Now, that doesn't make any sense. She's had a total of 9 yards, but she's got 12 on one run. Who knows? So when we look at their rushing, the key rushers, again, Chris Hampton, Danielle Cullen, Pat Riggins, and Toya Brown for the Slam. and then three main threats for the Mayhem: Catherine Converse, Chantel Robinson, and Reagan Radke. We do not have any same opponents that I could find. Prediction-wise, I don't really see that you could make a clear-cut prediction. I suppose you could go back a few weeks into the season and see if some similar opponents played across the different conferences or divisions. But it looks to me like the WFA has the fixings for an absolutely fabulous playoff game here, championship. And we are hoping to have some listeners. Women's Football Talk will be broadcasting that game. And that will be, let me see if I can find a time on that for you guys. I'm kind of bouncing around here on the internet. I didn't print out any statistics, which I usually do. So let me see if I can find this. Going back on back. No, that's not it. It's not looking good on this. Where am I going here? There we go. Okay, sorry about that. So the game will be August 15th, which is tomorrow, and it will be played 1 Zachary Taylor Drive, New Orleans, and 4 p.m. is the International Bowl, which I have not spoken of. 7 p.m. is the National Championship between the St. Louis Slam and the West Michigan Mayhem. So it will be a fairly dynamic game between those two teams. Now, just to give you a few more statistics over the season, team scoring, it looks to me like the St. Louis Slam led that with 361 points. The Jacksonville Dixie Blues, the team that the Slam defeated to get into the championship game, had 306, and the West Michigan Mayhem had 332, and then rounded out with the Speedy at 317. Those are the top four teams. Let me see where the Liberty Bells. Liberty Bells had 243 yards, so they're down just a little bit from that. As far as team defense, the Mayhem led that statistic with only 15 points allowed, 1.9 points per game. And they were followed closely by the Slam with only 24 points on the season, 3.4 points per game. Again, people in the playoffs were up in that statistic. The Comets only allowed 47 points, 5.9 a game. The Indiana Speed, 56 points for the season, that's 7 points a game. The Liberty Bells, 66 points over the season, that's 9.4. And then the Dixie Blues allowed 92 points per game, 92 points, that's 13 points for their opponents. Leading the league as far as team offense, it looks like the Mayhem were right up there at the top with 2,742, and they are closely followed by the Bells, and that was 2,742, the Bells had 2,729. A couple of teams had 2,600, the Comets had 2,626, and the Slam had 2,624. Yards per game was led by the Burn with 385, and then the Slam was in second place there with 374. The Mayhem were 342, and that's like seventh place. As far as the team that led first downs, that was the St. Louis Slam. And so you've got to look at them as a pretty offensive team. 19 first downs was their average per game. Team rushing, the Burn led that statistic with 369 per game, but accumulation-wise, the Liberty Bells were ahead of that statistic with 2,251, and they were followed by the Thunder, the Bells, and the Comets, and those teams all had just over 2000. Team passing, the Showgirls led the way. They're averaging 190 passing yards per game with a total of 1,000 on the season. Let me correct that. The Mayhem led for total yards with 1,096. Their average was down slightly to 137 from 180 for the Showgirls. The Mayhem, of course, having played 11 games because they're made it further into the playoffs. Dixie Blues were fairly high up there. The Speed with 830, the Slam with 800. So we've got quite a few teams that are showing girls can pass the ball. Way to go, girls. Penalties, we've got a fairly few for the teams that made it into to the championship game. They don't even show up here. Mayhem didn't report theirs. And let me see if I can find the Slam. I don't see the Slam in the top here. Oh, yeah, there they are. They averaged about 7 penalties per game, so it's about 60 yards. The Mayhem quarterback, Jody Mockwart, was atop the quarterback list for total yards passing with 1,079. As far as completions, that statistic was led by the Showgirls quarterback, Carrie Mitek, with 73 total completions, and her percentage was 54. The highest percentage in the league was, I believe, 59.5%. That's the Dixie Blues quarterback, Brantley Max. So she had a great season. But two quarterbacks in the WFA with over 1,000 yards, Jody of the Mayhem and then Carrie for the Showgirls. So congratulations to you ladies. As far as rushers in the league, we've got Jennifer Bowling with the highest yardage accumulation. She had 1,266, and Jennifer plays for the Thunder. Jessica Plunkett of the Bells had 1,107. Let's see, who had the highest average? Mary Rose Roach, she had over 1,000 yards in the season. Her average was 30 yards a carry, so she did really well with long-distance carries. Let's see if I can give you a little bit more information. The leading rusher for the Storm, I'm kind of getting a call in here, so it's kind of distracting me. Sorry about that if you're hearing any beeping on the line. I guess the leading rusher for the Slam, I think I mentioned that already. But we'll skip that and just go right to catches for the league. Catches for the league was led by Virginia Hicks as far as total yards with 603 yards. She had 32 receptions. And then Danielle Doherty of the Mayhem right underneath her with 567 yards, total of 29 catches. We had three girls from the Showgirls, 298 yards for Nikki Johnson, 434 yards for Jennifer Ann Keeley-Igo, 20 catches. Carrie Walters of the Showgirls with 281 yards, 20 catches. So the air attack for the Showgirls proved to be pretty strong. Individual receiving yards, Virginia Hicks with 600, Danielle Doherty with 567, and then Corey Young of the Assault had 497. Ishika Lay of the Dixie Blues had 408. And again, Jennifer Ann Keeley-Igo from the Showgirls, 434. So really strong air attacks there for a few teams. And defensive statistics, leading the league in tackles was Sharon Tatum of the Bells with 130 tackles, and then Cindy Taft of the Thunder with 108 tackles. Again, Jennifer Plummer for the Mayhem with 89 tackles. She was number three. Cindy Pearson with the Thunder, 82 tackles. Jennifer Hirakawa 73 tackles for the Thunder. Kelly Koslin of the Slam had 69 tackles. Kathy Ferrari of the Force, 66 tackles. And a couple more girls with 60 tackles. Veronica Rucker of the Fusion, Tiffany Solberger of the Comets. Ashley Andrews of the Mayhem with 56 tackles. So one girl from the Slam with quite a few, two girls from the Mayhem, so that looks good for both of those. Leading the tackles for a loss was Melissa Grimes from the Thunder. She had 22 tackles for a loss. Evie Jones of the Mustangs had 21. Brianna Robinson of the Thunder had 21. And the Indiana Speed had 20 tackles for a loss from Mariah Mokelman Allen, I guess. Jennifer Hirakawa of the Thunder had 17 tackles for a loss. Sacks was led by Jennifer Hirakawa of the Thunder with 20 sacks. And Rachel Stoka of the Thunder had 6 interceptions. Kara Fultz of the Flash, 5 interceptions. Ivy Ortman of the Comets had 5 interceptions. Cindy Komadeka of the Karma had 5 interceptions. Forced fumbles was led by the Dixie Blues player Ashika Lay with 6 forced fumbles. Tuffy Howard of the Assault and Kendra Ammerheim of the Assault, both of those. Tuffy had 5 and Kendra had 3 forced fumbles. Angelita Fuman of the Speed had 3 forced fumbles and Jennifer Hirakawa of the Thunder, 3. Few more with 3. The Tiger Cats, Katie Fenton had 3 forced fumbles. Janelle Brown of the Assault with 3. Elizabeth Williams of the Slam. And Tay Christian of the Bells with 3 forced fumbles. It's not always easy. You don't see that quite as often as you'd like from the defensive side of things. But boy, when you can force a fumble and get that ball back, it sure helps out your team. Ishika Lay had 4 fumble recoveries for the Dixie Blues. Let's see. Blocked kicks. We had a couple blocked kicks. Deetra Sherwin of the Comets accumulated 2 on the year. Mariah Meckerheim-Allen of the Speed had 2. And Toya Brown of the Slam had 2 blocked kicks. And knockdown passes. Teresa Moss of the Thunder had 11, and Keisha Zuber of the Tiger Cats had 10. We had some pretty good special teams kickoff returns. Liz Carrier of the Blaze had 18 returns for 289 yards. Her longest was 40 yards. Kelly Burnham of the Tiger Cats had 13 returns for 249 yards. One of those was a 72-yard return. Kara Fultz of the Flash had a 75-yard return, and Lisa King of the Lynx had a 75-yard return. The Houston Cyclones, or the Hotown Cyclones, had a 70-yard return for S. Jones. So special teams is pretty dynamic here with the special teams as far as kickoff returns. Punt returns, we had a 79-yard punt return, Virginia Hicks of the Speed, the Machine, Abby Cruz, a 60-yard punt return. Ivy Ortman of the Comets had a 70-yard punt return, and Ashley Andrews for the Mayhem, a 65-yard punt return. Gail Graff of the Slam had a 55-yard punt return. So no jokes on the special teams for these girls in the WFA. I believe that's going to wrap up the information for the statistics review and the preview of the WFA championship game. Again, that game will be held in New Orleans. Kickoff time will be 7 o'clock, and that is between the West Michigan Mayhem and the St. Louis Slam. Should be a really close game, an excellent matchup. If you want to hear that game, Women's Football Talk will be broadcasting that. So womensfootballtalk.com. I'm not sure who will be covering that game. You can click on the website for the WFA. You could go to womensfootballtalk.com, and they will probably have that information there as well. But like to thank all of you for checking in on the statistics. Not sure if we will have a follow-up of this statistics. We've been trying to get a couple interviews, and just people were busy, and I started back to school, so I'm going crazy with 34 little monsters. So it's Deb Gins here from California. Thank you, BJ, for giving me the opportunity to share some stats on the mayhem and the slam. And those of you that follow football, take a friend to the game, support it. And thank you for supporting women's football.
Welcome to the WFAA National Championship for 2009 between the West Michigan Mayhem and the St. Louis Lamb. We're getting ready to get underway. The West Michigan Mayhem won the toss and will be receiving, going from my right to my left. Number 89, Lori Ellis Diaz, will be kicking off with the St. Louis Lamb. Short kick to about the 30, picked up by number 21 from the West Michigan Mayhem. She's making her way across the 50-yard line. She's at right at the 50-yard line.
Mayhem will bring the ball to the 50-yard line where it will take over.
The West Michigan offense come out onto the field now, led by Jody Markwart, who is the first team All-American and league MVP for her to lead. West Michigan Mayhem coming up to the line of scrimmage. We've got four wide receivers spread wide with a shotgun, one back in the backfield. Markwart takes a snap. Looks in the middle of the field, hits number 10, going across the middle of the field. She is to the 40-yard line of the St. Louis Slam, and she goes out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. West Michigan comes back up to the line of scrimmage again in the four wide, single back, shotgun, receiver in motion. Markwart shoots off, incomplete pass over to number 21, over off the right-hand side. That will bring up second and 10. We mentioned number 10, several Michigan Mayhem. West Michigan's back up to the line of scrimmage, four wide, shotgun, single back. Takes a snap, hands off, looked like a little draw play, got stuffed in the backfield for about a loss of 3 yards. That brings up third down and 13 to go.
Third down and 13
for Mayhem. And no, I'm not nervous, Rami.
I'm out.
All right, we got a time. Quarter. The ball is on about the 40-yard line of the St. Louis Lamb. Real quick, we'll go over the starting offensive group for the West Michigan Mayhem. They're on the timeout now. Number 10, Danielle Daughtry. Number 60, a quarterback, Jody Markwart. Number 21, Liz Sowers, a wide receiver. Number 30, Reagan Radke, a tailback. Number 50, Angie Bailey on O-line. Number 61, Kim Ford on the O-line. Number 71, Emily Rozovic on O-line. Number 74, Alicia Gack, O-line. Number 78, Lorenda Beadle, O-line. Number 81, Antoinette Short at tight end. And 88, Annie DeLong at tight end. They are back out onto the field. We have three to the left and one receiver to the right. In the shotgun, she passes over the middle, a little screen pass. Looks like number 26 for the Mayhem, Catherine Converse.
14 for the Mayhem, fourth down.
It is fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Mark Ward's coming back out on the field. They are on the 29-yard line of the St. Louis Lamb. 12 minutes, 42 seconds left to go in the first quarter. We're back to the four wide. Marquardt steps back, throws to number 10 over the middle on a slant. She is in for the touchdown. West Michigan Mayhem scores first. With 12 minutes, 23 seconds left in the first quarter, it is 6-0, West Michigan over St. Louis. We said we're going to be saying her name quite a bit. It sounds like it's going to keep happening. Danielle Daughtry just made that touchdown for the West Michigan Mayhem.
I was
West Michigan is lining up. Number 13 is going to try the extra point kick. The kick is up, and it's good. So with 12 minutes, 22 seconds left on the clock in the first quarter, it is West Michigan Mayhem 7 and St. Louis Lamb 0. Hold on just a second. I'm sure you can hear that in the background. We do have a flag down. Offside St. Louis. It has been declined. So we'll set up for the kick. All right, lining up for the St. Louis Slam. They have three backs lining up to receive the kick. Number four, which is Kate Evers. Number 86, Gail Graff. All right, the kick is away. Hits about the 30-yard line, bounces up. Number 86 has the ball. She's coming around the right-hand side. A good stiff tackle by the West Michigan Mayhem. Number 30. That is Reagan Radke with the tackle. We get to see the St. Louis offense on the field for the first time. They are led by number one, Liz Lacey. Also a first-team All-American and MVP on her side of the league. Line up with a wide receiver on each side, a power eye formation. Drops back, tosses the ball off to the right-hand side, number 19. She's breaking a couple tackles, took about three West Michigan Mayhem to bring her down. That was Kelly King. So they're down to about the 45-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem with a first down. Again, we got one receiver out to each side. Back into that power eye formation. We're back under center. Hands off to the fullback, pumping up to the middle. She gets about 1.5, maybe 2 yards. That is number 36, Chris Hansen.
Short game for the Grand Rapids, second down.
St. Louis come back up to the line of scrimmage. Same offensive set. They do have one tight end to the left-hand side. Takes a snap, hands off to the tailback, and is slammed down by number 8. That is Amy Houghton. She came through there like crazy, man. Just knocked the crap out of her. Good play, good play. That puts it at third down and about 12 yards to go from the 47-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. Quarterback drops back into the shotgun. We got two wide to the left and one wide right. Single back in the backfield. Two tight ends. Here we go. And the pass is thrown away over to the sideline. Can't really tell who she was going for there. Either she had a receiver not doing her job or just threw it away, one or the other. That brings up a big fourth down. And it looks like St. Louis Lamb are going to come out and punt. All right, we got the snap away and the punt away. It looks like it's about, the kid did back to about the 15-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. Go figure, Danielle Godfrey got the ball. Ran off to the right-hand side, gaining about 2 to 3 yards. Looks like they'll be starting up at about the 18-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. That was Danielle Daughtry that scored the touchdown, number 10 for the West Michigan Mayhem, for those that are asking. All right, so the West Michigan Mayhem take the field to get on offense. With 9 minutes, 43 seconds left to go, it is 7-0, West Michigan Mayhem over St. Louis Lamb. Mayhem come up to the line. We've got two wide receivers spread out to the right-hand side, one to the left. And we have an I formation in the backfield with the quarterback under center. She hands off to the tailback, going straight up the middle. St. Louis Lamb looked pretty strong there in the middle. She got maybe 2 yards out of that, bringing up second down and 8. All right, here we go. All right, West Michigan coming back up to the line of scrimmage. They got a tight end to the right-hand side, two receivers. Oop, we got a stoppage here by the referee. We got a timeout. That is timeout West Michigan at 8 minutes, 56 seconds left in the first quarter, 7-0. Mayhem over the St. Louis Lamb. All right, so real quick while we have a second, we'll go over the starting lineup for the St. Louis Lamb on their offensive side, and we'll hit the defense here in a little bit. Number 1, Liz Lacey is starting at quarterback. Number 4, Kate Evers, is starting at wide receiver. Number 86, Gail Graff at wide receiver. Number 19, Kelly Keene at tight end. On the offensive line, we've got Juan Snow, which is number 75. Tanya Rodman, number 57. Angie Henson, number 65. Melanie Kyles, number 69. Tara Lawede at number 78. West Michigan Mayhem are back up to the line of scrimmage on offense.
Forrest Red wide, quarterback in the shotgun, throws over to the left-hand side, and number 10, Danielle Daughtry. She goes out of bounds at about the number, let's see here, it would be the 29-yard line, bringing up a first down. West Michigan back up to the line of scrimmage. They seem to like that four wide receiver set. They're back into it now. Number 10 goes into motion again, trying to go over the middle again. She passes off to the right-hand side. Mark Ward throws over to
number 21, Liz Sowers.
To the right-hand side for a gain of about 4 yards. That brings up second down and six to go. West Michigan back up to the line of scrimmage. Four wide. Mark Ward drops back. Has a pass. Receiver got caught up in a little traffic there. No penalties on the play.
Incomplete pass. Brings up third down.
We did have a flag on the play. It is holding versus the West Michigan Mayhem. Moving back 10. Brings it back to second down, and now we have about 16 yards for a first down. West Michigan back up his line of scrimmage. With two receivers left, two receivers right, and a single back in the backfield. Mark Ward takes a snap from center. And she's got some pressure. She's stepping underneath it, off to running. There she goes running. She got about 3 to 4 yards there. Just came across the 25-yard line. Looks like about... Yep, she's at the 26-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. It is third down. And 13 to go. With Michigan back at the line of scrimmage, Mark Ward calls. Big snap. Takes the handoff. Takes off running to the right-hand side. She is sacked up rather quickly there after about a 4-yard gain. Bringing up fourth down. That'll be fourth down in about 7 to 8 yards. We have 6:36 left. The clock is running. 7-0 West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Slam in the first quarter. They have dropped back into punt formation. Mark orders their punter. There is a flag on the play. A high, high kick. Comes down. St. Louis stays underneath it there at about the 44-yard line, but we have a penalty. Referees are over talking to the coaches right now of the West Michigan Mayhem. Still awaiting the call. Offside on the defense, on the receiving team. They are replaying the fourth down. That makes it 4th and 3 to go.
You can't be crazy enough to do something other than what you've done.
They are back into the punt formation. Mark Ward taking the snap.
Another high, high kick. She can boot it up there, there's no doubt. St. Louis just touched the ball. They got to get on the ball. There they go. Okay.
St. Louis did recover that ball. She touched it. Probably should have left it alone. Number 10, Danielle Docker, is back there to smother her up before she could take off anywhere.
All right, so we are back at the 27-yard line of the St. Louis Slams. St. Louis offense taking the field. Six minutes, 4 seconds left in the first quarter. St. Louis up the line of scrimmage. One receiver spread each direction. Back in the I formation with quarterback under center. Quarterback steps back, hands off at the tailback over the right-hand side. Looked like it might have been trying to be a off-tackle type play. Number 33 of the St. Louis Slam is stacked up quickly. That is Danielle Cullen holding the ball. Yeah, Rami, I do remember our kickoff returns. Thank you very much for the sick reminder of that. All right, St. Louis, come back up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback drops back, throws a long pass over the left-hand side, almost picked off by the West Michigan Mayhem, number 21. That was Liz Sowers breaking up that pass. We're back to third down and about 11 yards to go here. All right, St. Louis Slam coming back up to the line of scrimmage. They are spread one receiver each direction in the I formation. It looks like we've got a stop at the play here. Timeout. St. Louis. Timeout St. Louis with 5 minutes, 9 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It is 7-0. West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Slam. On the defensive side of the ball for the West Michigan Mayhem, we have number 8, Amy Houghton, on the D-line. Number 11, Ashley Andrews. Number 14, Chelsea Plotner at defensive end. Number 15, Natalie Sabo at defensive end, number 15. Number 22, Lisa Ludke at DB. Number 32, Kayla Kemp at linebacker. Number 45, Jennifer Plummer at linebacker. Number 72, Sarah Claxton on the D-line. Number 82, Julia Hall on the D-line. And number 86, Katie Sowers at DB. All right, the timeout has ended. We have the St. Louis Slam coming back up to the line of scrimmage. They have switched it out. They have two tight ends, and they have a receiver to each side and a single back in the backfield, quarterback under center. She drops back, top of the pass over the left-hand side. She has the receiver over the left-hand side. It is. They are down to about the 40-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. We have number 14 of the West Michigan Mayhem with a tackle, and that was number 36 with the reception. That is number 36, Chris Hampton with the reception. And 14 was the lucky soul who caught her after she made the catch, Chelsea Plotner. That brings up first and 10 from the 42-yard line for the West Michigan Mayhem. Quarterback steps back, hands off to the tailback.
number 28 of the St. Louis Slam. She's stopped up at the line of scrimmage.
Looks like no game. That was number 28, Pat Riggins.
All right, they have gone back to the double tight end set with a single back in the backfield, one receiver split each direction. Quarterback's under center, takes a snap, hands off as a single back, number 28, up through the left-hand side for a gain of about 3 to 4 yards. That was Pat Riggins again, number 28, with the carry. That brings up a third down and about 6 yards to go. With 3 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter, the score is 7-0, West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Slam. St. Louis coming back up to the line of scrimmage. We got two receivers split wide, to the left. We have one receiver to the right. We have a receiver going in motion. Oh, we got two receivers in motion. We have a problem here. Slam had to call a timeout. They had some confusion in the backfield. Quarterback was motioning to the receiver on the right, and the receiver on the left was actually in motion, so they had a little bit of a mix-up. They were lucky they didn't start the play. Probably would have had a flag on that. All right, so we have a timeout on the field with 3 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the first quarter. All right, the timeout is over. St. Louis Slam coming back out onto the field. West Michigan is ready and waiting. Two receivers out to the left-hand side, one receiver to the right with a tight end on the right-hand side as well. Single back in the backfield, quarterback in the shotgun. We have two receivers in motion again. They stop and talk to each other a little bit, and now we got another receiver in motion again. The play starts. Quarterback throws off two. Looked like she was looking for number 33 off the right-hand side, an incomplete pass. That was Danielle Cullen that she was trying for off the right-hand side. All right, that brings up a fourth down and 6 yards to go. St. Louis Slam is changing their personnel. Looks like they're going to try a punt. They are at the 38-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem, so it's going to have to be a short one. She boots it, right? West Michigan tucks the ball. They got it back. They're headed out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. The West Michigan will be taken back over on offense. They keep both situations we've had with the punts here. The receivers have been a little excited. Looks like they're wanting to take that ball and run with it. But sometimes you need to let it go. Can't handle it on that first down. It's not going to work. Here we go. Back up to the line of scrimmage. The Mayhem had one receiver split out to the right. Fullback was in a short fullback position there. Took the ball up the middle on a dive play. Got about 2 yards. Actually. Make that about 3 yards there.
All right. The offensive set they're setting up there. West Michigan changes up a little bit.
They've got a fullback. They are in a power eye formation there. We got the running back coming over to the right hand side, number 26.
With the run.
Looks like she gained about
2 minutes. I'm sorry, we had some stuff going on about a 2 minute warning. I was trying to figure out how it was in the first half, but we got that straight away. All right, so they're at the 24-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem offense. Come back up to the line of scrimmage.
Markward takes a snap, gets bumped into her own offensive lineman there a little bit, but takes the run off to the right hand side. Looked like might have been a little option play there. They are to the 29-yard line, 30-yard line. Bringing up second down and 4 to go.
West Michigan Mayhem has the ball. 1 minute left in the first quarter. West Michigan back up the line of scrimmage in the power eye formation. Receiver spread out wide. Here we go. Ball handed off to the fullback up the middle. He gets hit, takes a knee. Probably could have kept running if she'd been able to keep her footing. Number 26. Catherine Converse.
Won the big hit. Just looked like she lost her footing there a little bit. 28 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And the clock is running.
Looks like the Mayhem are going to try to get this play off before the quarter ends. Quarterback drops back, hands off to number 26 again over the left-hand side this time. And she makes it out to about the 34-yard line. It's going to be awful close to a first down, and it looks like we might have an injury on the play. Nope, number 26 for the St. Louis Slam is getting back up and headed back to the huddle. She's okay. That the referee just signaled a first down for the West Michigan Mayhem. That brings us to the end of the first quarter. The score is 7-0, West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Slam. All right, we haven't been able to announce yet the St. Louis Slam starting defense. On the D-line, we have number 64, Kendall Park. Number 56, Mert Davis. Number 17, Jairus Mariama. At linebacker for the St. Louis Slam, we have Tiara Pettis. Kelly Coslin, number 54. Kelly Coslin. Number 35, Toya Brown. And number 3, Rachel Hinkle. At DB, we have number 86, Gail Graff. Number 99, Robin Morrow. Number 89, Lori Gillis-Diaz. And number 26, Trisha Buckner. The West Michigan Mayhem just took the ball up down the middle for a good, strong gain and took a St. Louis Slam helmet off in the process. Looks like we're at about the 44-yard line now, and it looks like the referees are going to call in for a measurement. It is. It looks like second and inches here. The referees are going to mark the ball. Once they have it marked there, I'll give you a good idea of how long it is. Less than the width of my ball cap. Not very far. About 6 inches, maybe. Brings up second down and less than a yard to go. The two receivers to the Mayhem already broke the huddle and are over the right-hand side now. The rest of the offense coming up to the line. Back into their I formation. Mark Orr is coming up under center. She takes the snap, hands off to the tailback, number 30, and is stuck for a loss of about 1 yard. That'll bring that third down and 1.5 to go. That number 30 was Reagan Radke for the West Michigan Mayhem on the carry. West Michigan coming back up the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left, and in the I formation in the backfield with the quarterback under center. Takes snap, hands off to the tailback over the left-hand side, number 26. And it looks like she achieved the first down there. Looks like she has it. Yep, referee called it. All right, West Michigan coming back up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers, they're back to their shotgun set. With two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left, and one back in the backfield. Mark Ward takes the snap. It was a low snap. Hit her feet just about. She's running off to the right-hand side and has to tuck the ball and run. She gains about 8 yards there. That'll bring up second down and two to go with 12 minutes, 59 seconds left to go in the second quarter. West Michigan must see something they like out of that shotgun set. They're back into it. Mark Wirt takes a snap, looking over the right-hand side, has a receiver, number 21, with the catch. She's stopped by number 3 from the St. Louis Slam at about the 34-yard line of the St. Louis Slam. That brings up a first down, West Michigan Mayhem. 21, Liz Sowers of the West Michigan Mayhem with the reception, and number 3, Rachel Hinkle, with the stop. All right, we're back into the shotgun set. Two receivers right, two receivers left, and a single back in the backfield. Mark will take the snap. Looking over her left-hand side this time. She has a, she was throwing into almost triple coverage there. Not a good decision in that one. She was looking for Danielle Daughtry, number 10, who had a very good first quarter for him. But she tried to force that one a little bit. Underthrew it, almost cost him. The West Michigan comes back up the line of scrimmage, second down, 10 to go. Back in the shotgun set, two right, two left, and one back in the backfield. Mark Ward takes a snap, throws over to the right-hand side. Again, we have number 21 with the catch, and number 3 from St. Louis, Rachel Hinkle with the stop. That was a gain of about 5, makes that 4 yards. 4 yards, bringing up third down and 6 to go. With Michigan seems to be picking up the pace just a little bit here, coming out of the huddle a little faster now. Mark Ward takes a snap. Toss it over to the left-hand side on a little out pattern. Back to Daniel. Doctor there. She gains another 5 yards, making it fourth down and one to go. They are at the St. Louis Lamb 25-yard line with fourth and one. And they did not change any personnel. They have two receivers split out to the right-hand side, one receiver split left, and then the I formation in the backfield. Quarterback is under center. And we have a timeout for St. Louis. St. Louis calls a timeout with 10 minutes and 32 seconds left to go in the second quarter. The score is 7-0, West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Lamb. All right, as the timeout comes to an end here, we have the St. Louis Lamb on defense, already out on the field. The West Michigan Mayhem are trotting back out. Back into the same set. We got a receiver to the right. We got a tight end on the left-hand side. The receiver goes in motion in the I formation. Quarterback under center, drops back. Oh, she's going to get caught by the St. Louis Slam. She's getting taken down by number 32 with the primary on the tackle there. That would be Tayona Smith. Tayona Smith on the D-line with a big tackle. Good stop.
What's the number?
Number 32. So the St. Louis Slam will take over on downs. And they will be starting at their own 29-yard line with 10 minutes, 22 seconds left to go in the second quarter. First and 10, St. Louis is up to the line of scrimmage. They got one tight end to the left, the receiver split each direction, and an I formation in the backfield. Quarterback under center. Lacey steps back, hands off to the tailback over the left-hand side. She's got blockers. She's coming through. She gets stopped by number 82 and number 32 of the West Michigan Mayhem. That'd be Julia Hall and Kayla Kemp on the stop. Who is that on the 33? And that was number 33 on the carry. Danielle Cullen. They're back up to the line of scrimmage. They've gone to a single back in the backfield, a tight end on the left-hand side and to the right, and a receiver to each side. Quarterback under center. There's a flag on the play. Quarterback hands off. Ooh, there's a fumble on the play. It looks like St. Louis probably fell on that fumble. Gets a big hit. Number 45 makes a big hit. That's Plummer. She is still laying on top of the ball. Doesn't want to give it up to the referee. That was number 77 with the recovery. Number 77 is Jocelyn Merriweather. Waiting on the penalty call. They're talking to the captains of the West Michigan Mayhem. What was the call there? I didn't see it. Illegal procedure on the slam. Was declined. It brings up third down. Quarterback lined up in the shotgun, handed off to a jet back going across for St. Louis, number 4. That was Kate Evers taking the handoff, running off to the right hand side. Brings up fourth down, and looks like she lost a little bit. And we've got a fourth down, six to go. St. Louis Lamb in the punt formation. She's having about the 20, kicks down to about the 40-yard line of the Mayhem. She has the ball coming across. She's right up to about the 50-yard line. That was number 11 for the Mayhem with the carry. And a host of St. Louis Lamb making the stop, Ashley Andrews with the carry. So as the West Michigan Mayhem comes out on the field to take over, they have first and 10 from the right at the 50-yard line. 8 minutes, 38 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 7-0, Mayhem on top of the Slam. They're out now back in the power eye formation. They've got a receiver in motion to the right-hand side. They make the toss to number 30. Over to the right-hand side, and she runs toward the line, the out-of-bounds line there, and goes out at about the 43-yard line. That'll bring a second down and 3 yards to go. Mayhem come back up to the line of scrimmage. They have a wing back set now, it looks like. They hand off to number 26 going through the middle there. Looks like she picked up about 2 yards, making it 3rd and 1. The West Michigan Mayhem are coming in and out of the huddle really crisp, look really good. All right, the handoff goes to number 30 over the left-hand side, and the Slam player comes flying through there, number 35 with a tackle for a loss. Stops her back at her own, back at the 45-yard line, a loss of 4 yards. That'll bring up 4th and 5 to go. That was number 35, Toya Brown, with the tackle. All right, the West Michigan Mayhem are in the punt formation, 4th down. Mark Wirt makes the punt, punting from her own 47-yard line. It looks like she got hit after the play there, but no flag. Must have been unintentional there. Dead there at about the 16-yard line. And now,
you're on, Coach. You're on.
Thank you very much, BJ. All right, if you guys didn't catch that last part there, the punt did go back to about the 16-yard line of the St. Louis Slam. We have a timeout right now at 6 minutes, 44 seconds left to go in the second quarter. It is 7-0 with the Mayhem over the play.
Check everything
out. Doing great, but we need your help. We did have a penalty flag thrown way after the play was over. We're still waiting to hear exactly what that was. They're still talking about it out of the center field there. What was the call there, guys? Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Mayhem. I'm sure the coaches are probably feeling like their punter got roughed back here, but it was a little after the play was over and wasn't really that big of a deal. Maybe a little good acting on the Mayhem player's part. St. Louis is back under center. As Lacey steps back. She's throwing the ball over the left-hand side to number 86, broken up by number 21. Number 21, Liz Sowers with the breakup. Pass was intended for Gail Graff, number 86 of the St. Louis Lamb. St. Louis back under center. They've got one receiver split each direction, double tight end. Hand off to the single back over the left-hand side. And it looks like we might have a loose ball there. The girls are jumping all over the pile there. Number 45 in the Mayhem comes up out of the pile with the ball, but that appears to be a little too much too late. The St. Louis Slam will retain possession. 6 minutes, 9 seconds left to go in the second quarter. St. Louis coming back up to the line of scrimmage. They got one tight end to the right-hand side, back end of the I formation in the backfield with the receiver split each direction. Quarterback under center. We have flags on the play. Delay of game on the St. Louis Slam. 5 yards, and here we go again. This will be third down and about 8 to go. St. Louis come back up the line of scrimmage, back into the I formation, one tight end to the right, one receiver each direction, quarterback under center, Lacey steps back. She's passing over the right-hand side. Ooh, she had number 19 in the flat there, but it was just a little overthrown to her. Tried to reach out, grab it, couldn't come down with it. St. Louis looks like they're going to punt here. Fourth down, 8 to go. The punter is standing on her 21-yard line. Snap is good. Punt is away. Receiver for the Mayhem, number 11, takes the ball from about the 39-yard line and makes it up to the 47-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. Excuse me, makes that the 46-yard line of West Michigan. That was number 11, Ashley Andrews, with the carry. All right, here we go. 5 minutes, 9 seconds left to go in the second quarter. First and 10 from the 46-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. Mayhem are in the I formation with two receivers to the right and one to the left. They hand off to number 26 over the left-hand side. She makes it up to about the 49-yard line where she's stacked up by look like number 54 on the tackle. That'd be Kelly Coslin, the linebacker for the St. Louis Slam. West Michigan back up to the line of scrimmage, back in the I formation. Hand off and, she did not hand it off. Quarterback keeper went over to the right-hand side and basically no gain. She's about the 50-yard line, but maybe a half yard at most. Did the Mayhem punter get ejected? She didn't. That was Markward, right? That's negative on that punter being ejected. She did not get ejected there, guys. I'm not sure what you saw there. Yeah, nobody was ejected on that. All right, Mayhem stepping back. Oh, we got a fumble on the play. St. Louis Slam might be at the bottom of that pile. We got one Mayhem player down there that might have had a chance at it. Let's see here. That brings up fourth down for the Mayhem. They luckily got it back. That ball is popping around all over the ground. Number 78 for the Mayhem. Save the day. Lorinda Beadle. Mayhem come back up to the line of scrimmage. It is fourth down. Looks like a punt coming here. Mark Worth back punt. Punt is away. It is a short punt. The coach is telling his players on the St. Louis Slam side to get away from the ball, and they do. Ball's out of bounds at about the 34-yard line of the St. Louis Slam. Fifteen-yard punt. Looks like she kind of shanked it there. By the way, for those that were thinking that the punter had got ejected from the game for the Mayhem, that would have been really terrible. Because that is Mark Wirt, who is the quarterback for the West Michigan Mayhem as well. Would not have been a good deal.
St. Louis Slam back up to the line of scrimmage. They have two receivers to the left, one to the right, and a single back in the backfield with a quarterback in the shotgun. Lacey takes the snap, tosses it over to the left-hand side in the flats there to number 36. She's up the sidelines, making some ground there. She makes it up to about the 44-yard line and is going to be really close, if not already a first down. Let's see the call here from the referee. She has a first down. First down, St. Louis Slam at the 44-yard line
of the St. Louis Slam.
Here they come back to the line of scrimmage again with two receivers to the left, one receiver to the right. They have the shotgun formation with a single back. One tight end on the right-hand side. Number four going in motion to the right. Ooh, she has a slew of West Michigan Mayhem on the blitz. Number 21 makes the stop after reception. Number 86 of the St. Louis Slam makes the catch. That's Gail Graff. And number 21, Liz Sowers, makes the tackle. It is second down and 40 yards to go for the St. Louis Slam after a gain of six. We are at the two-minute warning. In the first half, the score is 7-0. West Michigan over St. Louis. The referee is trying to join in on the after party here. All right. A two-minute warning timeout is over. We have the St. Louis Slam come back up the line of scrimmage at the 50-yard line with second down and 4 yards to go. They are lined up with one receiver to the left, two to the right, and a tight end on the left-hand side with a single back in the backfield and a quarterback in the shotgun. We got big-time blitz coming from the Mayhem, and they run right into the middle of it. They try to run a draw play. Looks like number 82 on the tackle, number 33 with the carry. Number 33, Danielle Cullen. Number 82, Julia Hall for the West Michigan Mayhem with a stop. They stopped her in the backfield, pulled her back to about the 46-yard line of the St. Louis Slam, making it third down and eight to go. 1 minute, 30 seconds left to go in the second quarter, and the clock is running. We got two receivers to the left, one to the right, single back, one tight end on the right-hand side. Quarterback in the shotgun, takes a snap. They got him blitzing again, the Mayhem are on the blitz. Ooh, number four makes the catch. Makes the catch down at the 37-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. She had to really concentrate on that one. That ball was getting ready to come out of her hand, and she was able to focus, get it back under control. That brings us under 1 minute left to go in the first half. St. Louis is in the hurry up. They're coming right back up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one right. Single back in the backfield. Quarterback takes a snap. Liz Lacey throws over the middle. There is nobody there. Either a miscommunication or something. Now Liz Lacey is down in the backfield. Looks like she might have some kind of injury, but she's getting some help from some teammates and hopping back up.
Nobody wants to stay laying on the ground in the championship, that's for sure.
I'm not sure of the count on this game, but so far there have been hardly any penalties in this game. Both teams seem to be really disciplined and doing a very good job out here on the field tonight. Just as I say that, we get a delay of game penalty on the St. Louis Slam, but
you know how that goes. Guess I should have kept my mouth shut, right?
All right. So now we're starting back at second down and 15 to go at the 42-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. Slam are coming out of the huddle. With 42 seconds left on the clock in the first half. We got two receivers to the left, one to the right, quarterback in the shotgun, single back, tight end on the right-hand side. Looks like the Mayhem are going to bring some heat here. At least they're showing it. Number four just started to go in motion and stopped. Not sure why. We're back to the delay of game again. So now we're back down to second and 20 to go.
At the 47-yard line.
I would guess the St. Louis Slam coach is about to go nuts on the sidelines right now. I know I would be. Judging from the waving of his arm, he might be. Here we go. We got two receivers to the right this time. One receiver to the left. Single back. Quarterback in the shotgun. One tight end on the left-hand side. Number three comes in motion across the left. They have a reverse. Number 35 takes a reverse. Going over the right-hand side. She's headed to the sideline. She has some room up there. Oh, we got a tackle made. We got a tackle made there. That is number 32 on the tackle. She caught up with the reverse at about the 35-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem.
Number 35 made the actual final carry on the reverse.
Okay, the clock is running down. We got 14 seconds left. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. St. Louis takes a snap. Liz Lacy looking for a long pass, looking for something to happen. It is incomplete with 3.5 seconds left on the clock. They are stopping the clock. Looks like St. Louis gets one last chance here at the end of the first half to make something happen. We have fourth down and 8 yards to go. 3.5 quick on the clock in the second quarter. Score is 7-0, West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Slam. St. Louis coming back up to the line of scrimmage. Here we go. We have three receivers to the left-hand side, two to the right. Kind of bunched together the two receivers on the left. And we have another penalty. Delay of game on St. Louis.
They're taking so much time on the sideline to try to figure out what they want to do that they're costing themselves 5 yards of shot here. They've had three delay game penalties within the last minute of the first half. Call it nerves, call it what you want, but they need to get it under control here soon.
Okay, we're back up to the line of scrimmage. There's 18 seconds left on the play clock. That seems to be coming into play a lot more here. We have three receivers to the left, two off to the right. Quarterback is coming up under center. Takes a snap. Tosses over to the left-hand side. There was nothing happening with that play. It looked like total confusion. From the quarterback and receivers, there was something wrong with that play. So we are at the end of the first half. It is 7-0. West Michigan Mayhem over the St. Louis Slam. We're going to take a 15-minute halftime break and we'll return
for the second half of the West Michigan Mayhem versus the St. Louis Slam and the Women's Football Alliance National Championship.
Whew.
Thank you. loneliness, a little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I mean, what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go of watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't stand the way I did before. Don't turn your back on me. I won't be ignored.
Sometimes I don't make sense. I am what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. Like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out. So I let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
For the second half here, there's about 45 seconds left in the halftime. Two teams are headed out to the sidelines. Get started here in just a second. Just so you guys know, for stats for the game, you can go to the WFAfootball.com website and check out stats for the game after the game is over. Probably take about a day for it to get posted. If you happen to be somebody listening into women's football for the first time and aren't sure about teams in your area, take a look at the WFA football website. That's WFAfootball.com. If you don't find something there, if you look around hard enough, you will find something. Women's football is spreading all across the United States. Before we start the second half here, I'd like to thank BJ Coletta for making this possible for us to broadcast this today on WFT Talk Continues. Here we go with the kickoff. Number 13, kicking for the West Michigan Mayhem. There's one receiver back deep, number 35, for the St. Louis Slam. The kick is up. It's a short kick to about the 40-yard line of the St. Louis Slam. Number 36 picks up the ball, runs out of bounds at the 40-yard line, and is helped out of bounds by number 86 of the West Michigan Mayhem. Number 86, Katie Sowers. So the St. Louis Slam will have the ball at their own 39-yard line, first and 10 in the third quarter. The score is 7-0, West Michigan over St. Louis Slam. St. Louis comes up to the line of scrimmage, one receiver to the right, one to the left, I formation in the backfield. Quarterback drops back. She is passing over to the right-hand side. Receiver catches the ball on her knees. That is number 86 with the reception. That brings down second down. And about three to go, two to go there. She is at the 47-yard line.
Here we go. St. Louis Slam back up the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, nothing to the left. A tight end on the left-hand side. High formation in the backfield. Liz Lacey drops back. She got four. Ooh, the whistle was blown. If it hadn't been blown, she wouldn't have had much time. Number 14 was coming in on a blitz for the West Michigan Mayhem on the blind side of Liz Lacey, the quarterback for the St. Louis Slam. Ball start on the St. Louis Slam. 5 yard penalty. It'll be second down and 7 to go. St. Louis comes back up to the line of scrimmage in the I formation. Two receivers to the right, a tight end to the left. Lacey drops back. She's got a big blitz coming from the right again. She throws the pass over to number 86 on the right-hand side, who catches it at about the 49-yard line and gets dragged down by a host of West Michigan Mayhem. Looks like the tackling effort was led by number 45 for the West Michigan Mayhem. That is Jennifer Plummer. That is third down and 1 to go with 13 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. West Michigan 7, St. Louis 0. St. Louis up to the line of scrimmage. We have a wishbone set in the backfield. And off goes to the right halfback over the left-hand side. As they roll off here, I see number 72 on the bottom of the pile making the tackle, and number 36 with the carry.
That was 72, Sarah Claxton with the tackle, and Chris Hampton, number 36, with carry.
It is fourth down and 1 to go. It looks like St. Louis is changing personnel, possibly for a punt here. They're at the 48-yard line, their own 48-yard line. The punter will be standing on her own 36-yard line. The snap is good. The punt is away. It's a high punt to about the 28-yard line. Oh, the West Michigan player runs into the back of her own player. Can't get her footing back in time to get going again. That was number 10, Danielle Ducker, and she is stopped up by number 54 of the St. Louis Slam.
Number 54 would be Kelly Coslin.
We have 12 minutes, 16 seconds left in the third quarter. West Michigan comes back up to the line of scrimmage. They have two receivers to the right, one to the left, and high formation in the backfield, quarterback under center. Play has been whistled dead. We have a timeout, St. Louis. All right, the timeout is over. We have the West Michigan Mayhem come back out. They are at the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Shotgun formation with a single back. Snap is good. Markler has it. She tosses over to the left-hand side. Receiver gets the ball, gains about 2 yards. That was Danielle Docker on the catch.
The ball is marked. Looks like she actually gained 3 yards there. That'll be second down, 7 to go. Into the same formation, 2 right, 2 left. Single back in the backfield, shotgun. Mark Work takes a snap. She's got some heat coming. St. Louis Slam has her back at the... Let's catch a number on that one. That was number 56. She sacks her back at the 25-yard line, bringing up a 3rd down and 15 yards to go. That was Mert Davis with the big sack there. Had to track her down in the backfield. Mark Ward takes a snap. She's rolling to her right. Passes to the right. Number 21 tries to go up and snag the ball down. But Brown with some good defense there. Number 35 breaks up the pass play. About a 10-yard attempt there. That brings up 4th and 15 with 10 minutes, 51 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Score 7-0. Mayhem over Slam. They are in a punt formation. This Mayhem come out in punt formation with Mark Wirt at her usual position behind the center. The ball is at her feet. She picks up the ball and is running to her left-hand side. She could not get the punt away. She is tackled at the 20-yard line. That was a bad snap from the beginning, and number 35 makes a big play, giving the St. Louis, getting them into business there inside. I'm sorry? Not sure who the snapper was on that. Coslin's the snapper? Yeah, the snapper. The snapper never wants to hear their name, so I'm not going to mention it because I used to do that too and don't want to have that spread across the world that she missed that. It was a bad snap, though. St. Louis is in business at about the 20-yard line of the West Michigan Mayhem. They're coming out in a double tied formation with a receiver to each side and a single back in the backfield, quarterback under center. Lacey takes a snap, hands off. Number 26 over the right hand side. She is down to about the 12-yard line. We have 10 minutes, 17 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Ball is between the 11 and 12-yard line. So it is second and about 1 yard to go. That was number 28 with the carry on that play. This is Lacey hands off again to number 28. They found something they like over there. They are down to about the 10-yard line now. Running over to the right-hand side again. Number 28 is Pat Riggins. Since the St. Louis Slam took over on offense this time, they've been running the double tight with a receiver to each side and a single back in the backfield. And it looks like they're sticking with that. It is first and goal. He hands off again. Same play to the right-hand side. They obviously think they have a weakness over there. They're at the 6-yard line now. Brings up second and goal. All right, coming back with the same lineup. Double tight end, receiver to each side, and a single back in the backfield. Quarterback in the center. Lacey takes the snap. That's a run to the left-hand side. It is in for a touchdown for the St. Louis Slam. That was number 33, Danielle Cullen.
That makes the score 7-6 with 8:29 left to go in the third quarter. The Slam are going to attempt an extra point. Number 83 sets back as the kicker. That is Katie Ode. The snap is good. The kick is away. It is no good. It looked to be a little short from our standpoint. Alright, so that gives us a score.
7-6. And as our announcer just said, we're brawling and dolling.
Alright.
So for those of you who have seen the scores of these games in the past with the St. Louis Slam, they sometimes beat their opponents by huge numbers. So their offense is no slouch, obviously, but they're here playing against the West Michigan Mayhem. Both teams are ranked number one and number two on defense in the Women's Football Alliance over the regular season.
All right, we're lined up for the kickoff right now. We got number 21 for the Mayhem back to receive, as well as number 10, Danielle Daughtry. The kicker comes to the line, kicks away, goes down to about the 30-yard line of the Mayhem and is scooped up by Danielle Daughtry. She's running ahead, got some room up the middle. She is still on her feet at the 50-yard line, coming across to the 46-yard line of the St. Louis Slam, brought down by number 28 of the Slam. That was Pat Riggins with the tackle. Danielle Daughtry doing what she seems to be doing this whole game, making plays. All right, so as the Mayhem take over the offensive side of the ball here, they have 8 minutes, 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Score 7-6, Mayhem over Slam. Quarterback's under center with eye formation. Two receivers right, one left. The snap, number 20, takes the ball over the left-hand side. Just inside the tackle there and makes about 2 yards, maybe 1.5. Bringing up a 2nd and 9 to go. Yes, Danielle Daughtry on the kick return. All right, here we go. We're back to the shotgun formation with a single back, two receivers each side. Mark Wart runs out to her left-hand side, tucks and runs. She is out across the 38-yard line for the Slam. Runs out of bounds, bringing up a 3rd down and about 3 to go, 2 to 3 yards to go.
Look at the big board to your left.
All right, we're back in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Mark Wart takes the snap. She's got a receiver on the left-hand side in the flats. She drops the ball. Looks like they're going to call it an incomplete pass. That was Danielle Daughtry trying to hold on to it. The defender made a little bit of a hit there and made her lose concentration, lost the ball. Threw her back down to 4th down and 2.5 yards to go. They are keeping the offense on the field. They are at the 38-yard line of the Slam.
with the way the defenses are playing, they're not going to get many chances down here. So here we go. We've got receivers to the right, one on the left, high formation in the backfield. Quarterback under center takes the snap, hands off to number 26. On the left-hand side, we do have a flag on the play. It looked a little bit like a no gain there, but we got a flag here. Markworth walking off the field. Looks like it's probably against the Mayhem. Let's see here. I was wrong. It is offside on the slam on a 4th and 2. The slam jump offside. Hate their coach say a few choice words, I'm sure. And we give the Mayhem a first down.
So the Mayhem are in business here at the 33-yard line of the slam now. With a first down, 6 minutes, 50 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 7-6, Mayhem over the slam. We're in the I formation. Markworth steps back, hands off number 26 over the left-hand side again. And they get up to about the 25-yard line of the slam, making that an 8-yard gain.
That's 26.
So 2nd and 2 from the 25-yard line for the Mayhem. They come back up the line of scrimmage. We've got a tight end on the left-hand side, 2 receivers right, and an I formation in the backfield. Markworth steps back, hands off to number 26 again over the left-hand side. And she makes a first down for the Mayhem at the 19-yard line. So we got 1st and 10. Excuse me, make that the 21-yard line. 5 minutes, 50 seconds left to go. Mayhem up to the line of scrimmage. They are running with 1 receiver to the right, 2 to the left, and an I formation in the backfield with quarterback under center. Markworth takes a snap, hands off to the right-hand side. She runs up to the 16-yard line. Brings up 2nd down and 5 to go.
Yes, that was 26 as well. 26. They seem to like that 26 over the left-hand side. Defense needs to plug that up here. Here we go. Mayhem coming back up the line of scrimmage. 2 to the right. Excuse me, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. I formation. Quarterback under center. Markworth takes a snap. Hands off to the tailback over the right-hand side. The tackle started by number 35 and finished by number 54. That'd be Toya Brown, number 35, and Kelly Coughlin, number 54, with a stop on number 26 of the Mayhem, which would be Catherine Converse. The teams keep a pretty good pace on the offensive side of the ball. It's 2-0? Thank you. Excuse me, I've been saying 26. It is 2-0. My eyes deceived me. Sorry about that. So number 20 would be Chantel Robinson. All right, so we are back here. We got 3rd down and 7 yards to go for the Mayhem, who are at the 18-yard line of the slam. Four minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 7-6, Mayhem over slam. Mayhem appear to be calling a timeout here, and they do. Mayhem have a timeout at 3 minutes, 55 seconds of the third quarter. When they come back on the line of scrimmage, it'll be 3rd down and 7 to go with the ball at the 18-yard line. All right, the West Michigan Mayhem come back out after the timeout. They are in the shotgun formation now with a single back, 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Number 10, Daniel Joxie, comes off of the right-hand side in motion. She's in the flat, but we have a receiver open in the end zone. She has the catch. It's number 21 with a touchdown for the Mayhem.
That was Liz Sowers, number 21.
That makes the score 13-6 with 3 minutes 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Mark Ward laid that pass in over the right side. Really good. There was, she had a real good chance to catch the ball and lay down and caught it. There we go. We have number 13 for the Mayhem with the kick. Maribeth McMillan, the kick is up, and it is good. We have 14-6, 3 minutes 44 seconds left in the third quarter.
All right, let's see if the St. Louis Rams can come back with an answer here.
They got number 35 back deep to receive the kickoff. Number 13 from the Mayhem is getting ready to kick. All right, she's running forward for the kick. The kick is away. It is a squib kick coming right up the middle. All right, she's returning the ball right up the middle to the 50-yard line. That is number 86 with the return. Number 86.
That's Gail Graff with the reception, bringing it back to the 50-yard line. She had some really good blocks in there. The girls did a good job of making some room for her.
The slam coming back up to the line of scrimmage. We got two receivers to the left-hand side, an I formation in the backfield with a quarterback under center, tight end on the right-hand side. Tailback goes in motion, number 33 off to the right-hand side. She's now in a receiver position. Lacey takes a snap and gets smothered by number 15, number 72, and number 14 from the Mayhem. They brought a big blitz right up the middle. 14 came from the outside, 72 from the middle.
It's Chelsea Plotner, Sarah Claxton.
That makes a loss of 4 yards, bringing up second down and 14 yards to go at the 46-yard line of the slam. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Slammer up to the line of scrimmage, two receivers to the left, tight end to the right, I formation. And we have a timeout slam. So the slammer taking a timeout at 2 minutes 54 seconds left in the third quarter. The score is Mayhem 14, St. Louis Slam 6. The timeout's coming to an end here. Mayhem are taking the field. Slam need to get moving here. Here they come. They're coming out on the field now. Going straight up the line of scrimmage. They have two receivers to the left, a tight end to the right. I formation in the backfield with quarterback under center. Lacey steps back, hands up. Oh, she still has the ball. She's tossing it over to number 36 over the right hand side. She's at the 40, to the 35, to 30. She's out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. So the Slam make a big gain there. Gets a good first down and are sitting at the 31-yard line back in business in Mayhem territory. Was that Chris Hansen, 36? 36 on the catch. That was Chris Hansen, number 36 on the catch. Slammer back up the line of scrimmage, double tied in, single back, one receiver each side, quarterback under center. Lacey takes the snap, hands off to the single back in the backfield, and she is taken down. That is number 28 with the carry, and she is taken down by number 14. We're starting to call that name quite a bit. That number quite a bit. Number 14 is Chelsea Plotner, and 28 is Pat Riggins for the St. Louis Rams. We are under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 14-6, Mayhem over Slam. It is second down, 16 to go at the 37-yard line. Quarterback under center, Lacey steps back, fakes to the tailback, lobs a pass over her right-hand side, attempted for number 4, it is incomplete. We have third down and 16 to go, ball on the 37-yard line with 1 minute, 38 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Lacey under center, double tight end set, receiver to each side. She steps back to pass. Once again, she has a receiver. Did she make it? It is incomplete. That was number four again. It looked like a post pattern going there. Number four just couldn't quite get underneath it. If she had caught that ball, she would have been down at about the 10-yard line. So we have fourth down, 16 to go, ball on the 37 of the Mayhem. The slammer back up to the line of scrimmage. We got two tight ends set, receiver to each side, and single back, quarterback under center. Lacey drops back. Just goes straight into a five-step drop this time, and she is looking for number four again, and she has her this time right down at the 20-yard line. It looks like we're looking for it. We've got a first down there. First down just inside the 20-yard line. 1 minute, 17 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Here we go. We're under a minute now in the third quarter. Clock is ticking. Two tight end set. One receiver each side. Single back in the backfield. Quarterback under center. Steps back, takes the handoff. Passes again to number four, and it is incomplete in the back of the end zone, the back right corner of the end zone. They are certainly testing that defender on that side. That is number 86 or 88?
86, thank you. That is number 86 that keeps getting tested over there. To answer your question, Rami, I can't really tell from where I'm standing as far as the attendance is concerned. I will check it out here in a little bit though for you.
We had a bunch on the left-hand side. Okay, we got a receiver. Oh, geez. It was almost a circus catch. The receiver looks like number... I'm waiting for a number to show up here. It looks like it. Number 36 tried to make a circus catch out there, but just couldn't get the ball under control. That's the second time that the slammer come out with that offense. They had they had three people out to the left-hand side. One of those receivers, or one of those people was an ineligible receiver. And they had two off to the right-hand side. Yes. Quarterback's under center with their, all right, we got a flag on the play. They were coming out in a two receiver to the left, two receiver to the right set. Quarterback under center with no back in the backfield. There's some kind of flag there. We had a timeout, actually. They caught it before the penalty for the delay of game. It looked like St. Louis was getting ready to suck up another delay of game penalty, but the coach was able to step on the field and call a timeout just in the nick of time. With 34 seconds left to go in the third quarter, the score is 14-6, Mayhem over the Slam. When we come back out of the timeout, it will be third down and 10 yards to go with the ball on the 20-yard line of the Mayhem. Looks like the Slam are looking for a big play here. They keep hitting that right side with the receivers. Big chance for the defense over here by the Mayhem fans. And here we go. The slammer back up the line of scrimmage. They got two receivers to the left, one to the right, a single back in the backfield with the quarterback in the shotgun. Lacey takes a snap, tosses over to the left-hand side to number 86. She is going down. She's about the 10-yard line, 5-yard line. She is stopped at the 2-yard line by number 32 of the Mayhem. That's Kayla Kemp with the stop, and she's lucky she caught her. She was just a shade away from that end zone. They are down at first down and 3 yards to go. And we are ticking down the last few seconds of the third quarter, so we are now to the fourth quarter of the WFA National Championship game between the St. Louis Slam and the West Michigan Mayhem. The score is Mayhem 14, Slam 6. Yeah, for the screenplay. All right, so here we go. Getting back underway with the beginning of the fourth quarter. In case you were out getting a drink or whatever you do, it is the beginning of the fourth quarter, the WFA National Championship game with the St. Louis Slam 6, West Michigan Mayhem 14. It is first down and goal to go from the 3-yard line here in the fourth quarter. Here we go. The Slam has come back out in their wishbone offense.
One tight end to the right-hand side. Then Lacey takes a snap, hands off to the running back coming from the left to right, and is in. Excuse me. They made the call. Did they make the final call?
Okay, they did call that a touchdown. That is a touchdown for the St. Louis Lions, number 33.
Danielle Cullen. Only one referee put his arms up, and it was the one I couldn't see. So here we go, 14-12. Obviously, the Slam are going to want to try for a two-point conversion here to tie up the game. Liz Lacy coming up under center with an I formation backfield and a receiver to each side. She takes a snap, tosses back to the. Okay, we have a fake reverse. Number 35 kept the ball and ran it in for the two-point conversion. We have a tied ball game, 14-14, in the national championship for the Women's Football Online. All right, here we go. The Mayhem are taking the field to receive the kick. That was a heck of a drive there by the St. Louis Lamb. Here we go. Running toward the line. The kick is away. It's caught at about the 30-yard line by number 21. And she has run up across the 45-yard line to the 46-yard line of the Mayhem. It'll be first and 10 from the 46-yard line of the Mayhem with 14:42 left to go in the fourth quarter. West Michigan coming back to the line of scrimmage. We got an I formation, tight end on the right-hand side, a receiver split each side. Quarterback under center, takes a snap, there's some confusion in the backfield. Number 20 takes the handoff, but is stopped up for no gain, no gain.
That's number 89 with a tackle.
The Mayhem are back up the line of scrimmage now. We have two receivers split left, one right. Single back in the backfield, quarterback in the shotgun. The snap is good. Mark Wirtz running to her left, dumps the pass off, and an attempt at number 30. Number 3 is there to break it up. The pass is in the grass. Yep. Bring a third down at about 11 yards to go from the Mayhem 45-yard line. 13 minutes, 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Third down and 11. West Michigan comes up to the line of scrimmage. We have trips to the left. Shotgun formation, single back. There's a shovel pass to the left-hand side. That is number 26 running up for a gain of about 6 yards. That places the ball at the 48-yard line of the Slam. Bringing up fourth down. And 4 yards to go. Fourth and four. Fourth and five. 13 minutes and 1 second. Clock is ticking. West Michigan is in the punt formation. Snap is good. Punt is away. Almost got blocked by number 34 there. They're just letting it bounce back there. No St. Louis players in the vicinity. West Michigan is going to bend the ball there on the 17-yard line. All right, 12 minutes, 43 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Mayhem come up on defense, Slam on offense. Here we go. Receiver in motion to the right-hand side. The ball is snapped, goes to the running back in the backfield. There we got a run over the left-hand side for about 13 yards. That is number 33 with the carry. Yes. Number 33, Danielle Cole with the carry. We have a timeout on the field.
called the timeout.
The Mayhem have called the timeout with 12 minutes, 25 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. All right, the timeout is over. St. Louis coming back up the line of scrimmage. The two receivers split out to the right-hand side, I formation in the backfield. And a tight end on the left-hand side. Lacey takes the snap. Tailback went in motion to the left-hand side. She's now in a slot back position. Handoff comes up. Number 36, big fullback, makes a gain of about 2 yards, bringing up a second down and 8. St. Louis back up the line of scrimmage. Got a double tight end set. Receiver split each side. Single back in the backfield. Quarterback under center. Takes the ball. Hands off to the tailback. Coming up the middle there, number 28. Gets out to the 35-yard line of the slam. That's Pat Riggins. Pat Riggins of the slam. 11 minutes, 28 seconds. The clock is ticking in the fourth quarter. Score, 14-14. Mayhem and slam. Third down, 5 yards to go. Mayhem come out in the I formation. A receiver split each side. Lacey takes the snap, dumps it over to number 36. And she has the reception at the 40-yard line, stopped by number 45, which would be Plummer for the Mayhem. 36, Chris Hansen with the reception. Clock is still ticking, 10 minutes, 46 seconds left to go, fourth quarter. We have a first and 10. Slam up the line of scrimmage. Double tight set. Receiver each side, single back in the backfield. Quarterback takes a snap. Hands off to number 33 over the left-hand side. She gets to about the 43-yard line of the slam. We are down under the 10-minute mark with 9:56 and ticking. We have a double tight end set from St. Louis. We got a single back in the backfield and the receiver split each way. Quarterback takes a snap, hands the ball off to number 33, gets out to the 46-yard line of the slam before she's dragged down. Brings up third down and 4 to go. Slammer keeping that clock running, down to 9:15 now. Double tight end set, receiver each side, single back in the backfield, quarterback takes a snap, hands off to the single back, comes straight up the middle for a first down for the slam, keeping that clock moving and trying to get down into the Mayhem territory they have now. They are at the 48-yard line of the Mayhem. Down to 8 minutes, 47 seconds left, score tied, 14-all. They've run another 20 seconds out of the clock. It's down to 8:30. They're coming up the line of scrimmage now. Oh, she slammed down to the ground. She ran up the middle and was met by number 45 with a big-time slam down there. A slam down by the Mayhem, no less. That was Jennifer Plummer with a big-time tackle. Took her feet up off the ground. Good form tackle. 8 minutes on the clock. Tied ball game, 14-14. Slam coming back up the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 to go. We have a double tight end set. Receiver each side. Single back in the backfield. Quarterback takes a snap. She's looking over her left-hand side. Has a receiver. It's intercepted by number 21 of the Mayhem. She's running it back to the 30-yard line, 35. She's coming across the 40. She's caught by the slam. Number 4, there's a penalty on the play. At the end of the play here, the interception already happened.
Looks like that penalty's going to be after the fact, so the Mayhem will take over here at the 48-yard line, depending on the penalty. Looks like the ball is slightly overthrown. The receiver stopped her route, and number 21 from the Mayhem was there to capitalize on that play. That was Liz Stowers with a big-time interception.
We got a block in the back there. It's moving them back a little bit here. It's going to be at the 30.
Should be a 32. Should be a 32 on the 32-yard line. There we go.
First down and 10. Mayhem come up to the line of scrimmage. They are set up in the I formation. We got a receiver in motion, number 10 to the left-hand side. And the snap is away. Number 30 is coming up the left-hand side. She's got some running room. She's across the 45 of the Mayhem. There is a penalty flag on the play. Looks like it might be an illegal shift.
Waiting for the call.
And that's what it is. That'll move the Mayhem back.
Make the first and 15 to go. 7 minutes, 14 seconds left in the fourth quarter. High ball game, 14 all.
Here we go. Mayhem are up to the line of scrimmage. We got a tight end to the left and a wing back on the left hand side. She goes in motion. That's Danielle Godfrey in motion. She's going to the right hand side, gets in the slot back position. The ball snapped. And it's handed off to number 30, going over to the right-hand side. She is across the 30-yard line to about the 32 before she is stopped there by number 53 in the St. Louis line. She gets almost to the original yard marker there, so she's about, let's call that a gain of 4 yards, making a second down, 11 to go. 6 minutes, 35 seconds left to go on the clock, 14-14 in the fourth quarter. Mayhem are back up to the line of scrimmage. Back into the I formation. We've got a receiver on each side. Steps back, hands off the ball. Looks like total confusion back there. She doesn't hand the ball off. She still has the ball in her hand. That's going to be a sack on Mark Wirt. Trying to get some numbers on that. We got number 64
on the slam. And number 54 on the slam with the sack.
Looked like that was a busted play to start with. Never had it going. Yes, it is still tied at 14 here. They have trips right, one receiver left. Quarterback in the shotgun was the single back. Quarterback takes a snap, dumps the ball in a screen pass right behind a slew of blockers. She's going up the middle. That's number 26. The ball fumbled. The St. Louis Slam has the ball. They're running up straight up the middle. Number 3 is running straight up the middle of the field. And she has a touchdown to the Slam. Oh, that's a heartbreaker for the Michigan Mayhem. They had her going up the middle of the field in a great play. The Slam made a big-time play, caught the fumble, and took it on down into the end zone for a touchdown. Yeah, she took the fumble out of the air. The ball never hit the ground. So at 5 minutes, 23 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, the St. Louis Slam capitalized on a big-time mistake from the Mayhem and scored a touchdown, 20-14, and the extra point is coming up right now. Here we go, the snap. The snap is good. The kick is away. The kick is good. That was number 3 that scored that touchdown. That was Rachel Hinkle of the Slam, who came up with a big fumble recover, returning it back for a touchdown. That would have been about, so that was a 40-yard run back at least on the fumble recovery. So here we are, 5 minutes, 23 seconds left. In the fourth quarter, the WSA National Championship game, we have the Slam ahead, 21 over the Mayhem, 14. Nope, that's Rachel Hinkle, H-I-N-K-L-E, for those that are trying to catch the name. There we go. We're set for the kickoff.
The kick is away. It is picked up by number 21 of the Mayhem. She is across the 40-yard line before she's stacked up there.
Number 36 with the tackle from the slam. That's Chris Hampton.
So the Mayhem are taking the field again here. They've got teeth in field position at the 41-yard line, their own 41-yard line. 5 minutes, 13 seconds left, fourth quarter. Here we go. Mayhem are up to the line of scrimmage. Back in the I formation. They've got Daughtry in motion to the left-hand side. And it's a sweep play, the left-hand side. Number 30 has the ball. She's running up the sideline there. She's at the 50-yard line. The clock is still running. It is definitely a second down now and 1 yard to go. Four minutes, 50 seconds left, and the clock's running. There we go, back in that I formation. Daughtry going in motion to the right-hand side. She's in the slot formation before they make the snap. It's a sweep to the right-hand side. Number 30 takes the ball. She's off to the right-hand side and gets tackled after a first down is made by number 35. That is Toya Brown with the tackle. They've been running to number 30 there, Reagan Radke, the tailback, there quite a few times here in the last few minutes. The sweep seems to be working right now, at least getting them a couple yards every play. We're down to 4 minutes, 6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from the slam, 47-yard line. The snap, it's a pass play, and it looks like Daughtry, oh, they call it no good. She scooped it off the ground, must have hit the ground first. She was really close on that. A heck of a try on that play. 3 minutes, 52 seconds left. Here we go. They are coming out with two receivers to the left, two to the right, shotgun formation, single back. Second down, 10 yards to go. The snap. Mark Wood looks, throws, it's a duck over the left-hand side, almost intercepted. It was intended for Danielle Daughtry. Number 35, Brown, and number 86 were both there to break up the play.
You're on, Mike.
Good, thank you. All right, we're back online here. While you were away, the third down play was run. It was a pass over to the left-hand side, incomplete. Bringing up fourth down and 6 yards to go. The Mayhem have taken a timeout. They've got 3 minutes, 26 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. The score is 21 for the Slam and 14 for the Mayhem. They're coming down to the last chance.
Here we go. The Mayhem are back out. Fourth down and a long 6 yards to go. They've got two receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right. High formation in the backfield. The tight end. Mark Ward steps back.
I have to bear it here. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Can you hear me? Okay, it's a runoff to the left-hand side, bringing up fourth down, 6 yards to go. There was no gain on that play. 1 minute, 43 seconds left to go. One minute, 30 seconds. Time is ticking down. Mayhem. The Slam are going to let the play clock run all the way out before they attempt to punt here. That will bring it up to 1 minute, 15 seconds left to go. And they took the delay of game penalty on top of that. So the ball will be moved back to the 40-yard line. The St. Louis Slam will be punting the ball
when they come back on the field here. Here we go. The score, 21-14, 1 minute 15 seconds left to go on the clock in the fourth quarter. The snap is good. The punt is away. Ooh, that was a low kick. It's coming back to Danielle. No, that's number 21. She is at the 36-yard line of the Mayhem. The Mayhem will take over there with 1 minute 3 seconds left to go. There are no timeouts left in the game for either team. This is it right here. 1 minute and 3 seconds left to go to determine the WFA national champions for the first year of operation, 2009. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Mark Ward takes the snap, passes over to the right hand side. The receiver gets out of bounds at the 41-yard line of the Mayhem. 57 seconds left.
Down
seven. Two receivers left, two right. Mark Ward takes the snap, drops back for the pass. Unloads over the middle to Daniel Dockery over the center. He has the reception. She's at the 43-yard line of the slam. The clock still running there at 45 seconds. 43. Mark Ward gets the offense back at the line of scrimmage. Two to the right, two to the left. Receiver, she takes the snap. She is unloading the ball again to the left-hand side. Guess who? Danielle Dockery. She is down to the 38-yard line of the slant. The clock is still running, though. They got 29 seconds left to go with no timeouts. She's got to do something now. It's got to go now. Here we are at 24 seconds. Mark Ward's taking the snap again. They barely got set before they got that ball off. She sets back, spikes the ball. There's penalty flags all over the field. I'm guessing the Mayhem did not get set. They're going to knock back 5 yards and go here.
Is there a time or not?
We have a referee here in the booth with us, and they are saying they cannot spike it from the shotgun formation.
What?
Okay, so we did have penalties offsetting. 18 and a half seconds left on the clock. I'm sure that half second will probably matter here. Here we go. West Michigan comes back up to the line of scrimmage. It is an official timeout. While we're in this official timeout, the WFA would like to thank GameWare for supplying 50 free uniforms to tonight's championship team. You can find their logo on the WFAfootball.com website. Mark Ward's back in the shotgun formation. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Takes the snap. She's looking to her right. She's got pressure from number 32 of the slam. She lets the ball unload over the right-hand side. Oh, my goodness. It looks like it might be. It is. It's an interception for the slam. With 9 seconds on the clock, the slam has intercepted the ball. They will be the WFA's first national champions. Here we go.
Who's the number on that? You catch it?
Couldn't tell me? We could not see who that was on the interception. Heck of a play, though. She had to drag her feet out in the inbound line there to be able to get that in. 9.5 seconds left to go. Mark Ward made a giant effort. Hit that pass off. Unfortunately, it was a duck, and it got intercepted by the slam. The slam will get into the victory formation and take a knee to run out the clock.
That is the last down of the 2009 WFA National Championship game. Thank you, folks, for listening to the game. We appreciate you coming on here and supporting women's full contact football and the Women's Football Alliance. The players of the game for the West Michigan Mayhem, we have number 16, Jody Marquardt. For the Slam, number 54, we have Kelly Coughlin. Congratulations to those girls and congratulations to the St. Louis players. This is a great game. We haven't been able to watch women's full contact football. Or if you're interested in playing, check out WFAFootball.com.